All right, let's jump right in, shall we? Today, we're doing a deep dive into the work of Julian Holzmeier, a freelance web developer whose portfolio and case study archive have, well, they've really caught our eye.
Yeah, definitely fascinating stuff.
So we're gonna try to uncover the secrets to Julian's adaptability today.
Okay.
And that means looking at everything.
Yeah.
From the range of projects he takes on to the tech stack he uses to how he approaches client work.
Okay.
And also we've got this this one intriguing project that's shrouded in a bit of NDA mystery.
Oh, all right. So some secrets we might not be able to fully uncover.
We'll see what we can find out.
That's good.
Okay, so first impression, just looking at Julian's sites. The guy does a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not your average, I only do this one thing, portfolio.
I was just thinking that.
He's dockerizing APIs.
Yep.
He's building online shops for, it looks like, all sorts of businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got eye doctors in here.
Right.
We've got businesses, like, it seems like all stripes.
Yeah, very diverse.
And even websites for these prominent towers in Vienna.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
That one stood out to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what's your first takeaway here?
Well, I think what strikes me right away is just the sheer breadth of his work, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not just a niche, I only do this one thing.
Right.
He's clearly comfortable jumping between all these different types of projects.
Totally.
Which is, well, it's pretty impressive.
And probably speaks to that adaptability we're going to be looking at.
Exactly.
So let's pick one example here to really dive into. Let's see. Okay, how about that online shop he built for the eye doctor?
Yeah, good one.
So customers can actually, like, order eye drops right through the site.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's built on WordPress, but then he's also using, like, custom CSS and PHP.
Oh, I see. So not just out of the box.
No, definitely not.
He's customizing things to fit the need.
It seems like it.
And I think that's really key, right?
Oh, wait, tell me more.
Like, think about it. Eye drops, that's a pretty niche product, right?
Mm.
You need a site that really caters to a specific audience.
Uh-huh.
And it probably has to integrate with, like, all sorts of complex back-end systems.
Oh, you're thinking like prescriptions and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So this isn't just like slapping together a generic e-commerce template.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the client's unique needs and being able to build something that really fits those needs, you know?
I'm getting a tailored digital suit kind of vibe.
I like that.
Yep. Like, it's not just off the rack. It's really made to measure.
Perfect analogy.
Okay, so we've talked about the range of his work.
Right.
Let's look at the tools.
Oh yeah, the tech stack.
Yeah, the tools in his arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
His tools section. It's kind of mind blowing.
It's a long list.
Yeah, he's got Remix.
Oh wow, yeah.
Tailwind CSS.
It's popular.
GraphQL. The list goes on and on and on.
I was scrolling for a while.
Right, and some of these are definitely buzzwords in the dev world right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you break down, like, what some of these technologies actually are for, you know, for those of us who who maybe aren't as deep in the weeds?
All right, so let's take Remix, for example.
Okay.
So Remix, it's not your typical JavaScript framework.
Oh.
It's really known for focusing on, like, web fundamentals and performance.
I see.
Which, you know, aligns perfectly with what we were just talking about, right?
Tailored approach.
Exactly. And that emphasis on speed and user experience. So it makes sense that he'd be using that.
Okay, what about what about Tailwind CSS?
All right, so Tailwind, it's all about giving developers this, like, highly customizable toolkit.
Oh, okay.
For styling their projects.
So each project can have its own unique look.
Exactly, yeah. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's very adaptable, very flexible. And then we've got GraphQL.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a mystery to me.
Yeah, so GraphQL, that's a whole other beast.
Okay.
It's a way to query and fetch data, and it's becoming really popular.
Why is that?
Well, it's known for its efficiency and flexibility.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you're asking for exactly the data you need, and you're getting it back in a really streamlined way.
Okay, so it's like a super precise data retrieval system.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so it's not just about knowing, like, a programming language.
Right.
It's about knowing the right tools for the job.
100%.
And those tools are, I mean, they're always changing in the tech world.
Constantly.
So how do you even keep up with all of that?
Well, that's the thing, right? What fascinates me about Julian is that he's clearly not afraid to dive into new technologies.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Because if you don't,
you get left behind.
Yeah, exactly.
The tech world's a constant learning curve.
Yeah.
And he seems to be embracing that.
Totally.
He's not just sticking with what he knows.
Right.
He's always pushing himself to learn new things.
I bet that resonates with you too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the areas that you're always trying to, you know, stay ahead of the curve in?
Oh, there are so many rabbit holes I go down.
Really?
It's hard to keep track sometimes, but that's what keeps things interesting, right?
Yeah.
It's that constant drive to explore and learn.
Totally.
And that's exactly what we see in Julian's approach.
Okay, so we've talked about the range of his work, the tools he uses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this this project that's shrouded in a bit of mystery.
Oh, right, the NDA one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Online Shop Mint Remix and Shopify Integration. Mm-hmm. And, well, the details are pretty limited.
Yeah, that's the mystery client project.
Yeah, he can only reveal so much.
Right, because of the NDA?
NDAs are, I mean, they're pretty standard practice.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're dealing with sensitive information.
Right, like proprietary technologies and things.
Exactly, yeah.
So we can only glean so much from the case study.
But what's there is pretty interesting.
Okay, so what is there?
Well, he talks about building this cutting-edge online shop that's really focused on speed and user experience.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and again, we see that combo,
right.
Remix, Tailwind CSS, and then he throws Algolia search into the mix.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, he's really building this ultimate e-commerce machine.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the client remains a mystery.
For now.
For now.
Yeah, maybe we'll uncover some more clues in the next part of our deep dive.
Fingers crossed. So, you know, we've seen how Julian navigates all this, the ever-changing landscape of technology.
Right.
But there's another layer to his adaptability that I find even more compelling.
Ooh, tell me more.
It's his transparency and his clarity. He's like incredibly upfront on his website about what he does and what he doesn't do.
Yeah, I know.
There are like entire sections dedicated to this.
Right.
He clearly states his strengths, you know, things like web development, WordPress expertise.
Yeah.
But then he also acknowledges, hey, I'm not a web designer.
Right.
I don't focus on content creation.
Right. It's almost like he's preemptively answering all those questions.
Yes.
That a client might have.
Exactly.
Can you design my logo too?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you write all the copy for the website?
Right. He's like, nope, not my jam.
Not his thing.
And this ties into a bigger point about adaptability.
Okay.
Which is knowing your niche.
Right.
And focusing on what you're really good at.
Your core competencies.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's something that applies whether you're a freelancer like Julian or a small business or even a large corporation, you know?
Yeah, total.
It's about figuring out, what am I exceptionally good at? What should I delegate or outsource to ensure the best possible outcome?
It's about playing to your strengths.
100%.
Recognizing that you can't be all things to all people.
Right.
You got to specialize to stand out.
And this focus, you know, it allows Julian to hone his skills in those areas where he excels.
Okay, yeah.
So for instance, take a look at his case study on implementing page transitions using Next.js and Framer Motion. This wasn't just about making a website functional.
Right.
It was about creating this like seamless and visually appealing experience.
For the user.
Exactly.
Okay, but back up for a second.
Okay.
For those of us who aren't deep in the code,
right.
What's so special about Framer Motion?
All right, so Framer Motion, it's all about creating those smooth, animated transitions between pages that you see on modern websites.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those subtle fades, slides,
those
visual effects that make browsing a website feel more dynamic and engaging.
Right, right.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about Julian understanding that user experience is just as important as functionality.
Right.
He's not just building websites. He's crafting experiences.
It's like the difference between, I don't know, like a functional but boring office building.
Mm-hmm.
And one that's designed to, like, inspire and delight.
Right. That's a great analogy.
Yeah. The bones might be similar.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall impact is totally different.
Exactly. And that attention to detail, it's a hallmark of Julian's work.
Yeah.
He even mentions in his case study, he adhered to, like, a strict design template.
Wow.
And ensured pixel-perfect accuracy.
It's that commitment to quality that really shines through.
Absolutely.
Speaking of quality, let's circle back to this glowing testimonial.
Oh, yeah, the testimonial.
From Julian's clients, you know, those little snippets of praise that can make or break a freelancer's reputation.
They're pure gold.
Right.
And Julian has a whole section dedicated to them on his site.
Yeah, he does.
It's social proof in action.
It is.
You know, one client praises his expertise, his professional approach. Hmm. They say it exceeded their expectations.
Right.
Another one highlights his reliability, his technical expertise, his smooth communication.
It's not just about what Julian says about himself.
No.
It's about what his clients are saying about him.
Right.
And that's a powerful form of validation.
Especially in a field where trust and reputation are everything.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Absolutely. These testimonials, they speak volumes.
They do.
About his ability to not only deliver on his promises, mm-hmm. but to exceed them.
Yeah.
They paint a picture of a developer who is not only skilled,
right.
but also easy to work with, communicative, reliable.
It's that human element.
Yes.
Right? Because at the end of the day, even in the tech world, it's all about people.
Yeah, well said.
Okay, so we've talked about the scope of his work.
Right.
His mastery of these cutting-edge technologies,
mm.
his transparency about what he does and doesn't do, and the rave reviews from his clients.
Yep.
But I'm curious, how does all of this tie back to that core theme of adaptability?
That's a great question.
What's the connecting thread here?
I think the answer lies in how all these different aspects of his work are interconnected, right?
Okay.
His willingness to embrace new technologies
mm-hmm.
allows him to take on a wider range of projects,
right?
Which in turn exposes him to all these different client needs and challenges.
I see.
And then by being upfront about his strengths and limitations,
mm-hmm.
he's able to focus on those projects
right.
where he can truly excel.
Right.
And then by prioritizing clear communication and client satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
he builds that strong reputation
yeah.
that attracts those new opportunities.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
Exactly.
Yeah, each piece reinforces the others,
mm-hmm.
creating this upward spiral of growth and development.
That's the beauty of adaptability, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a single skill or trait.
Okay.
It's a way of approaching work and life that allows you to constantly evolve and thrive.
In a world that's constantly changing.
Right.
So what we're seeing in Julian is more than just like a technically skilled web developer.
No, definitely not.
It's someone who's built a career around this principle of adaptability.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, I like that. And that's a powerful lesson for all of us,
yeah.
no matter what field we're in.
Right.
The ability to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a nice to have anymore.
Oh.
It's a necessity.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue into the final part of our deep dive.
Okay, great.
Where we'll explore how this adaptability has shaped Julian's career trajectory.
Ooh, interesting.
And what lessons we can all learn from his journey.
I'm excited to hear it.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the world of Julian Holzmeier.
All right, let's wrap this up.
We've seen how his adaptability really comes through in his, his technical skills.
Right.
His project choices. How he works with clients.
Yeah, he's got the whole package.
But I want to zoom out a little bit
okay.
and look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
How has this adaptability actually shaped his overall career path?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
See, Julian's career hasn't exactly followed like a traditional trajectory.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's not like climbing a corporate ladder.
Okay.
He's building his own unique path as a freelancer.
Right.
And that requires a whole different level of adaptability.
Okay, I'm listening. Unpack that for me.
Well, it's about being a master of your own destiny, right?
Yeah.
He's not just a web developer. He's essentially running his own business.
Right.
He's marketing himself, managing his time, constantly seeking out new opportunities.
So there's no safety net.
No. Nope.
No guaranteed paycheck.
It's all on him.
So it's not just about being good at coding, it's about being good at business.
Exactly.
That's a whole other skill set.
It is, and it requires a certain mindset, you know?
What kind of mindset are we talking about?
Well, comfort with uncertainty,
exactly.
Willingness to hustle,
mm.
and the ability to adapt to an ever-changing landscape.
Right, because the freelance world, it's not static.
Definitely not.
It's always shifting.
It's not for the faint of heart.
But Julian seems to be... I mean, he seems to be thriving.
He does. He's doing really well.
His website's a testament to that.
Totally.
It's not just a portfolio.
It's like a marketing machine.
Yeah, exactly. He's clearly put a lot of thought into how he presents himself
mm-hmm.
and his services.
And he doesn't stop there.
What else does he do?
He's active on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
Sharing insights, engaging with his network.
So he's putting himself out there.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He understands that building relationships and staying top of mind,
mm-hmm.
it's crucial in the freelance world.
Right. It's not enough to just be good. You got to be visible.
100%.
So he's not just adapting to the technical demands of projects.
Right.
He's adapting to like the demands of building a whole freelance career.
It's like he's thinking several steps ahead.
He's playing the long game.
Exactly. And that strategic thinking, that's right. Another hallmark of adaptability.
Right. So he's not just reacting to the world around him.
No.
He's actively shaping his own future.
And that's something we can all learn from.
Yeah, I like that.
It doesn't matter what your profession is.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
what are like the key takeaways you want our listeners to walk away with?
All right. So first and foremost, adaptability. It's the superpower for navigating today's world. It's not just about technical skills.
Okay.
It's a mindset.
The way of being.
Exactly. A willingness to embrace change, constantly learn.
So it's about being comfortable with the unknown.
Yeah.
Being willing to forge your own path.
Even if it means stepping outside your comfort zone.
Right, right.
And never underestimate the power of personal branding and networking.
Because in a world where opportunities are like increasingly driven by who you know.
Yeah.
And how you present yourself.
Those skills are essential.
So Julian's story, it's more than just a case study in web development.
It's a masterclass in adaptability.
Totally. It's a reminder that success, it's not a destination, it's a journey.
Well said.
And the most successful journeys are the ones taken by those who are adaptable, resilient, and always learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Julian Holzmeier.
It was a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
Yeah.
And remember, the world is constantly changing.
That's the one constant.
But with a healthy dose of adaptability, you can not only survive, but thrive.
Absolutely. Well said.
That's it for today.
See you next time. That's it for today.
See you next time.